rattle it by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, June 10th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Yesterday, the Michigan Court of Appeals unanimously vacated the convictions of one of the men convicted of supporting the plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The ruling that kidnapping does not qualify as a violent felony. Under Michigan's anti-terrorism law, Joseph Morrison of Munith was sentenced back in December of 2022 to 4 to 20 years in prison after being convicted of providing material support for an act of terrorism. Gang membership and felony firearm changes. In their published opinion, the three-judge panel concluded prosecutors failed to establish a necessary element of the terrorism charge because Michigan's kidnapping statute does not require the use, attempted use, or threatened use of physical force. Because the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a physical force is not an element of kidnapping, kidnapping is therefore not a violent felony falling within the definition of the act of terrorism, the court wrote. Judge Mark Boonstra authored the opinion, joined by Judges Thomas Cameron and Brock Swartzel. All three of the judges were appointed by former Republican Governor Rick Snyder. Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel sharply criticized the ruling and announced her plans to appeal their decision to the Michigan Supreme Court. Nessel said for the panel to declare that kidnapping is not a violent felony strains all legal credibility and insults the intelligence of every person in this state. Nessel said she called the decision completely and irredeemably nonsensical, outrageous, and irresponsible. Whitmer's chief of staff, Joanne Hulls, said the ruling does not change the facts surrounding the case. They committed crimes, and they must be held accountable. Releasing them poses a danger to the public, and letting them walk is a threat to our democracy. Oh, Joanne, really? You had to use that wrong word. We do not have a democracy. Every time you Democrats throw that word out, you show how completely incompetent and stupid you are. Democracy. Releasing this guy is absolutely not a threat to our democracy because we don't even have one. What a complete waste of words coming out of her mouth. We'll continue with this story on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Continuing on with this story. The gentleman, Morrison, who was overturned in a court of appeals decision yesterday, was among more than a dozen men charged in the state and federal courts in connection with the 2020 kidnapping plot of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The story broke on October 8th, 2020. Morrison was tried in Jackson County alongside his father-in-law, Pete Masuko, and Paul Beller of Milford. Prosecutors allege the men provided material support to the conspiracy organized by Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., who were later convicted in federal court and sentenced to federal prison. At trial, prosecutors presented testimony, recordings, and social media posts depicting the defendants as being anti-government extremists who supported political violence. Defense attorneys argued that the undercover FBI agents actually entrapped the gentlemen into the conspiracy. Confidential informants drove much of the alleged plot and contended that their clients had distanced themselves from Fox before any kidnapping plans were even discussed. On appeal, Morrison argued there was insufficient evidence to sustain his terrorism conviction because kidnapping is not a qualifying violent felony under our current state laws. Well, the panel of judges agreed, noting that Michigan's kidnapping statute was amended back in 2006 to remove references to force and now criminalizes conduct that can occur without the use of threat or physical violence. Because Morrison's gang membership and felony firearm convictions were predicated on the terrorism conviction, those convictions are being vacated as well. The ruling applies only to Morrison. Appeals filed by his father-in-law, Masuko, and Beller are scheduled for oral arguments before a separate Court of Appeals panel on July 7th. Michael J. Kelly, Saima G. Patel, and Daniel S. Corbin will hear those cases. Kelly was publicly elected to his first term. Patel and Corbin are Whitmer appointees. So, in comparison to the three Republican Governor Rick Snyder appointees regarding Morrison, let's see how these Whitmer appointees and one elected judge rules in the upcoming elections on July, or the hearings on July 7th. Pretty interesting development, and let's see how the other side of judges rule. House Republicans yesterday looking to crack down on the state's administrative rulemaking process passed a pair of bills yesterday that would give lawmakers in the state's legislature more power to review, change, or block regulations created by state agencies. In the package of two bills, the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, a committee referred to as JCAR, would be eliminated and replaced with the Joint Committee on Regulatory Oversight and Administrative Review. The newly formed committee, JCROAR. Well, the bills, House Bills 5817 and 5818, sponsored by State Representative Joseph Aragona, Republican of Clinton Township, and Bill G. Schutte, Republican of Midland, would change how state agencies can create administrative rules and give lawmakers more authority to review those rules before they take effect. Well, both the bills passed along party line votes, 57 Republicans to 47 Democrats. During his floor speech, the sponsor, Aragona, said the bills aim to crack down on the rampant, out-of-control government rulemaking, adding that the current system lacks any true oversight. He went on to say, lawmakers can suggest that the rules be changed, but state officials can slam the door in our face, Aragona said. It's like a parent suggesting a child goes to bed only to have the child throw a temper tantrum and turn the TV back on or turn the video games back on. No parent would let their children treat them that way. And we as lawmakers should not continue to let state officials treat us as though we don't even represent the people of Michigan, because we do. House Republicans framed the legislation as adding much needed checks and balances to a rulemaking process they argue give too much power to the state department. Under the two-bill package, agencies would have to classify proposed rules as either major or non-major. Major rules would include rules expected to have an annual economic impact of $1 million or more on the taxpayers, significantly affect competition, involve employment or investments, or create significant social or cultural impacts. Very simply, a non-major rule would mean that the rule is not a major rule. Legislation would also require agencies to submit a more detailed regulatory impact analysis, including cost-benefit estimates, alternatives to the proposed rule, and possible effects on the state's revenue and spending. Well, the first bill, House Bill 5817, would change the administrative rule process itself. The process would require state agencies to classify proposed rules as either major or non-major and submit expanded regulatory impact analysis detailing projected cost, benefits, alternatives, and potential effects on the state revenue and spending. The second bill, House Bill 5818, would completely eliminate JCAR and would create the JCROAR. This would be a committee, not a rules committee or the joint commission, but would be a committee within the House of Representatives. The committee in the House would have 10 state representatives. Excuse me, 10 members total. Excuse me. Five appointed by the House, five appointed by the Senate. The majority and minority parties representation from both chambers. Regarding non-major rules, the new committee could approve a rule, disapprove it, propose amendments, or require an agency to propose amendments, or determine that the rule should instead be treated as a major rule and then sent to the full legislature. For major rules, the legislature could approve the proposed rule through a concurrent resolution within 90 days. If the lawmakers did not act by the deadlines, the agency would have to withdraw the rule versus it automatically going forward. That's what basically the current system is. If the representatives don't vote against it, it then takes effect of law as a rule, but not a legislative bill. In addition, there would be a 5-year sunset for the rules promulgated after the bills took effect, unless the rules are required by federal law or fall under a statute exempting them from a sunset provision. Agencies could request one extension up to 5 years, but the legislature would have to approve that as well. The bills would also change the role of the Michigan Office of Administrative Hearings and Rules, the MOAHR. Housed within the Department of Licensing. Over regulations that affect workers, families, and businesses. For too long, we have seen out-of-control Lansing bureaucrats abuse workarounds within the rulemaking process to bypass representatives of the people and to enact policies that would never clear a vote from the legislative chamber. Well, one of the Democrats, State Representative Kerry Renegans of Ann Arbor, voted against the package. She said the bills would take away authority away from the people with the technical expertise inside state agencies and would hand more power to lawmakers who may not understand the details of the issues they are regulating. Michigan Republicans are in lockstep with the federal anti-science, anti-expertise purge in our government. The feds are trying to purge all sorts of administrative expertise of people who have been working in these agencies for years and years, who are the very ones that actually know how things work. The Michigan Republicans are trying to do the same exact same thing here. This is just a pattern against scientists, against expertise, and it's playing out here on the ground in Michigan, taking their orders from the top in Washington, D.C. Well, the bills now head to the state Senate. We'll continue to follow these. Bomb the Hour Newsbreak, hour number 2. We'll be right back.